Jerry Bader Show, 920. I know to, and I don't know what percentage of the audience, but I know that to a percentage of the audience, the whole concept that I'm about to embark on here is foreign. I know that a lot of you don't, you're not on Twitter at all. And I get that. You haven't gotten on it. It's interesting because Twitter has become a very strong cultural, social force. Yet percentage-wise, it is not widely used. Facebook still has a lot more users. And I know a lot of you don't, you're not dialed into Twitter. I'm not really on Twitter personally. I follow Twitter for purposes of this show because a lot of the buzzy type stuff that you hear about does start on Twitter. And I don't want to get into a big explanation of it. I think most of the audience knows what Twitter is. They're just not engaged at this point. You get 140 characters to say something, not words, characters. So it's short bursts. It started out inane, washing my hair, drying my hair, washing the floor. There's still a lot of that out, or I'm at McDonald's right now. Stupid stuff like that. What happened, though, is shows such as these started using it to push things out there, links. And we do that a lot. Now, there is another, and I consider it a disturbing trend. That's where people are either eavesdropping on other people or just observing them and live, it's called live tweeting their behavior. It's a play-by-play of someone's mundane life in many cases. And what it really is, though, is a gross invasion of privacy. Right now, and you may not have been aware of this if you're not into the mobile movement, if you don't have a smartphone or a tablet or something such as that, you can tweet from those devices. People are starting to live tweet other people's lives. Hey, I just saw this guy do this. I just saw this woman do that. More on that in a moment. There was a case of this on Thanksgiving Day on a flight, on a delayed flight that is all over the internet. It turns out that the live tweeter is actually a television producer. Ilan Gale is a producer for the Bachelor and Bachelorette shows. On Thanksgiving Day, he was on a flight live tweeting his feud with a fellow passenger. I'm going to give you an idea of what this guy was doing. Because let me say this. He is being painted by most people as the hero and the woman that he was tweeting about as the villain. With all due apologies to John Mellencamp, this is the story of Ilan and Diane. Diane is the woman he was tweeting about. Ilan Gale. Our flight is delayed. A woman on here is very upset because she has Thanksgiving plans. She's the only one, obviously, praying for her. A flight attendant tried to calm her down, which was apparently the wrong move. The male flight attendant said, "I understand, ma'am. I'm looking forward to seeing my family, too." She responded, "This isn't about you. Today is Thanksgiving. I'm supposed to be with my family, not with you people I barely know." Once the plane boarded, Gale said he could hear her breathing deeply and muttering from a few rows back. That's when the note-passing war began. He sent her a glass of wine and later two vodka nips with this note. And that's a picture of it on a... I can't hardly read it. But it's a nasty note about what a biatch she is. I summarize, but that's what it is. She replied, "Dear Ilan, the wine wasn't funny. The vodka wasn't funny. You're an awful person with no compassion. I'm sorry for your family that they should have to deal with you, Diane." He replied, "Dear Diane, thank you for your lovely note. The person who lacks compassion is you. We all want to get home, and particularly the nice men and women who fly your lazy ass around and serve you drinks. Next time you're in a bad mood, stay home. I hate you very much. Eat my blank." And he would be referring to his male member. Love, Elon. Elon, this is inappropriate beyond belief. I will be speaking to authorities when we land. Dear Diane, when you speak to authorities, please make sure they arrest you for cannibalism because you just ate my bleep. Now, right now, what's your thoughts on who the bigger jerk is here? Is it really her? When the plane landed, Gail waited for Diane to get off the plane and held out a final note. When she saw him, Gail says she smacked him, slapped him in the face. She walked right up to me and slapped me immediately in the face. The gate agent for the next flight actually grabbed her and held her back. He asked me if I wanted to have the airport police come over. Elon, being such a nice man, said, "Why, no." He then posted about this on his blog. Diane. That's the name of the blog entry. As some of you know, I had a bit of an altercation today with a woman named Diane on an airplane. I had a great time antagonizing her, reading your responses, and just generally trying to have fun with an irritating person. But I did have a point, and I just want to put it out there. I know I can come across as abrasive. I know I can seem harsh. But what I've never done is to be unkind to a person in a service position. Really, maybe somebody should get a cell phone camera on the set of The Bachelor and see if he ever blows a fuse. My first job was in a video store. I rewinded tapes. I believe it would be rewound tapes, wouldn't it? I don't know. And put them back on the shelves. I was a caterer. I put ravioli into divided plates and cut bagels in half hours at a time. The difference between someone being nice and someone being mean was the difference in how I felt when I went home that night. I don't care what's going on with you. Don't be rude to people who are doing their jobs. Don't do it. Don't dismiss them. Don't act like they are less than you. Don't abuse them just because you're the customer. The customer is always right. If you're the customer, you're only right if you're kind, polite, and positively thankful. If you're not, you're a jerk, and that's the bottom line. A lot of people have been really nice to me and called me a hero today. It's really fun to hear, but it's not true. You got that right, Skippy. Our troops are heroes. Firefighters and policemen are heroes. Okay, he does think he's a hero, as you will see here in a moment. What I did today was just point out something we all know. Be nice. It's Thanksgiving. Be nice. Be nice every day. But if you see a man or a woman working on a holiday, you better respect that they would like to be with their family too. So have some compassion and have some appreciation. Most people do. Most people are great. And then there are a bunch of Dianes in the world. And it's our job to tell every Diane to shut up. It's our duty. Oh, here's self-important liberal crusader rabbit. It's our duty to put the Dianes of the world in their place. We need to remind them about the way of things. We outnumber them. What a bleep hole. So I'm really glad we had fun today, but I really hope you guys join me, look a jerk in the eye, and tell them to eat a piece of your body, because really, that's what the holidays are all about. I'm not trying to let her off the hook. But a relative of hers then posted this. What you did to Diane tipped way over into bullying and sexist bullying at that. Not cool. And that's before you even see what was posted to Storyfy later. Okay, this is not being shared by a relative, but anyway. Diane is my cousin. I want to thank you for not pressing charges against her for slapping you. She would have been arrested for that, and spending a few days in jail would have been a particularly cruel irony under the circumstances. I'm a bit surprised you said you could hear her breathing, because Diane has stage 4 small cell lung cancer. This would have been her last Thanksgiving with us. I say would have because she did miss her connecting flight. She arrived this morning having spent the night in a hotel in Phoenix. Admittedly, Diane hasn't been handling her imminent death very well, but she really was looking forward to being with us and the rest of her family, all of whom were flying in for one last Thanksgiving with her. In her defense, she was very contrite and upset about her behavior on the plane. Certainly everybody wanted to get where they were going, but perhaps she can be forgiven for thinking that her need was more pressing than most. Perhaps she can. But all of this isn't the real topic here. Really? Well, you spend a lot of time on it. Yeah, I know. It's called setup. I'll get to the real topic in 5 minutes. It's 9:30. People passing, meeting smile after.